Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So Joe Kelly went on a podcast called Baseball Isn't Boring with Rob Bradford, who's a host on sports radio in Boston. And it's actually an Odyssey podcast. And we had heard him on the field right after the World Series talking about Yankee defense and, you know, if you just wait long enough, the Yankees will make critical errors. And then you saw the scouting report in Joel Sherman's article about how the Dodgers viewed the Yankees and some of the flaws the Yankees had in outfield shifting and Jazz Chisholm not being in the right spot at the right time on relays and everything else with the New York Yankees that is fair, right? Those are the actual thinkings of the Los Angeles Dodgers. That's fair. And we all have seen those be issues for this Yankee team. But I got a real problem with Joe Kelly and the reaction to it from a lot of Yankee fans. So here's what Joe Kelly had to say on the Baseball Isn't Boring podcast.
You said you play the Yankees bait. So did you guys know, was that sort of the
absolutely
thing?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We were saying every single game, just let them throw the ball to the infield. They can't make a play. I mean, you saw Shohei got an extra base going to third on sloppy Glaber play. It's well known. We all knew. I mean, we're the Dodgers. We know every little detail. But, I mean, past that, it was a fun series. I mean, they almost snagged a couple wins, you know what I mean? But, I mean, if it was like the NCAA – like basketball, baseball, hockey, or football. I mean, like, it was just a mismatch from the get-go. Like, we had a playoff re-ranking. Like, they might be ranked eighth or ninth best playoff team. You know what I mean? Like, you're putting the Padres ahead of them. You're putting the Phillies ahead of them. You're putting the Mets ahead of them. You're putting the Braves ahead of them, and the Braves just got unlucky because they had to play that doubleheader. You're putting, I mean, the Guardians played like crap, but the Guardians played better baseball around. Like, it was just a complete mismatch, and it's kind of the same feeling from 2018 when we had to go play the Dodgers. Like, the Red Sox were just the way better team. So all we knew is that we just had to play regular Dodger baseball.
So you just had to play regular Dodger baseball. The Yankees actually almost jumped up and snagged a few games. And you know what else I found funny in there is that Cleveland's actually better, which makes me feel better about the Yankees getting to the World Series, because I thought that was just a formality, that Cleveland sucks and that the Yankees shouldn't even give themselves a pat on the back for making it to the World Series, because all they did was beat the Guardians. Who knew they beat a better team? Everyone says the Yankees can't beat a better team come the postseason. According to Joe Kelly, hey, the Yankees did beat a better team. The Guardians are better because they sure do play that defense. Meanwhile, they're dropping pop-ups and mismanaging plays at second base. But sure, no. Like, that is a bunch of absolute garbage from a guy looking to bash the New York Yankees. That's plain. That's just bottom line. You want to talk about some of the different stuff that has hampered this team and other teams might have in their scouting reports? That's fair. To re-rank them and say they're the eighth or ninth best playoff team, that the Braves are better because they only got unlucky because of a doubleheader, it's absolute garbage. It's absolute garbage. It's unprofessional. When the Yankees beat teams, what would you think if a Yankee came out and said, look, you know, we all knew that the Cleveland Guardians just weren't good enough, and if you could pitch them in the bullpen, as good as the numbers might be, you know, they'll eventually throw you a fastball, and we were just waiting for it, and they're really not very good, and it was a mismatch the entire series, and they didn't belong on the field with us. What would we say if a player came out after a series from the New York Yankees and just trashed the other team? That's an absolute joke, and a guy looking to settle scores who's pissed off about God knows what or just hates the Yankees for whatever reason. Doesn't mean there's not a hint of truth in it. Sure, there's a hint of truth in it. But that's absolute garbage. That's just a guy looking to settle scores and put down the Yankees after what was a much closer World Series than that. Yeah, they won the game, almost jumped up. You got the manager of the Dodgers talking with Mookie Betts and saying, I can say this now publicly, I was real nervous to go back to L.A. Game 6. Even though we had Yamamoto, I was nervous to go back to L.A. for Game 6 because then the noise gets real. Well, what is he worried about if the Yankees are trash? What is he worried about if they could beat the Yankees with both hands tied behind their backs? What is he worried about if it's such a mismatch? What is he worried about? Joe Kelly went out there and just said a bunch of garbage just to trash the Yankees, who are in the World Series, by the way. But I get that, and that's fine, right? I think it's unprofessional. I think it's ridiculous, but I don't care. That's Joe Kelly just, to the victor go the spoils, right? That's fine. But what bothers me a little bit, and I have to admit, it bothers me a little bit, because when the Joel Sherman story comes out, right, and he reports that the Dodgers had a scouting report of the Yankees being a poor base running team, and the Yankees being a poor defensive team, and the Yankees not doing, you know, everything well, and that if you force them to make plays, there's a good chance they can't make them, right? That's an honest-to-God scouting report of a team that we've seen a lot of those things. I don't have a problem with that, and I understand the fan base pointing to it and saying, yeah, you see, this is frustrating because this is how we view them too. And a lot of this is true, and it's disappointing that, you know, ultimately they succumb to those scouting reports, and eventually the Yankees did mismanage and make the bad plays and cost themselves a chance to win a championship. I understand that. But when a guy comes out and absolutely dogs our team and trashes the Yankees and throws in a bunch of extra stuff, there was also a clip in there about, and I didn't play the whole thing because it was getting long. I didn't realize how long it was. But he also talked about, well, you know, we're the Dodgers. We have stars too, but our stars aren't lazy. So now Aaron Judge is lazy. Juan Soto is lazy. Gerrit Cole is lazy, clearly, for not covering first base. So our stars are lazy. Even the Guardians are better. Everyone else in the postseason was better. They beat, you know, it was unfortunate for Cleveland that they played so crappy. Otherwise, they would have beat the Yankees because they're a better baseball team too. The Yankees were lucky to get to the World Series. And hey, it was a fun little series because they almost snagged a game or two. That is absolute garbage. And the idea that the so many Yankee fans who hit me up, so many Yankee fans I see, and again, it's not every Yankee fan, but so many Yankee fans are like, look, preach, brother, preach. I'm right there with you. He's saying nothing but the truth. Like, that bothers the hell out of me. Since when are we comfortable with other teams taking shots at us? Like, do we hate this team so much? This team that that were in the World Series, that we were celebrating Juan Soto hitting a home run to send the Yankees to the World Series since the first time in 15 years. Do we despise this team, this manager, this GM, everybody on it so much, that fifth inning, everything so much that it's not only is it not a big deal that other guys come out of the woodwork, guys who didn't even pitch in the postseason, guys who aren't good enough to really be playing for the Dodgers in the postseason, that everybody can take shots at the Yankees and the fans not only are okay with it, they're thrilled about it. Embarrassing. Because like I made the analogy about brothers and everything. If you might pick on your brother and say, oh, four eyes or whatever, if he wear glasses or whatever the case may be. You might make fun of your brother for being short or for the clothes he wears or the things he likes or whatever else. You might pick on your brother. I've had a brother. I have a brother. I've known that relationship. Obviously, I have two sons. I could see them and everything. But if you go to the bus stop and the bully walks over and he starts making fun of your brother, you don't turn to him and go, I've been saying the same thing for years. You nailed it. You got him good. And that's what I feel the Yankee fan is doing. And it's just, like, it's just bothering me. I don't know why it's bothering me, but it's just bothering me. There are flaws with this team, and they need to clean it up. No one is saying otherwise. And there is some truth to what Kelly is saying. There's a lot of truth into the Dodgers scouting report on the New York Yankees. It clearly cost them. We all watched it.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
But a guy with vitriol and venom in his words comes out to stomp on the Yankees after beating them and being that unprofessional that he needs to go out there and just absolutely trounce the Yankees, and the fan base is thrilled about it? And the fan base is there cheering him on, saying, I know. Like, of course, there's some truth in it. There was truth. I remember when the Red Sox made the Evil Empire comment about the Yankees. Of course, there's some truth to it. I don't remember it being met with such, yeah, you tell them, Henry. You tell them, Red Sox. They're the evil empire, and these championships are fraudulent because all they do is buy them. Thank you. Thank you for someone finally having the courage to say it. Man, I know we're frustrated, but cheering on a guy taking cheap shots at the team, we can say it. We can be frustrated by it. We can dog on Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone and the Yankee staff and the Yankees defense and base running. But can we not applaud it when others take cheap shots? I just don't get it. And again, that's not the entire fan base. But if you are one of those fans, and I see plenty of you, rethink what we're doing here. The team was in the World Series. I'm frustrated too, and they got stuff to clean up. But the Dodgers are going to beat them, really watch them beat themselves, and then take victory laughs on podcasts and absolutely dog the team, and we're going to go great? Okay.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.